This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases on 13th and 20th of this month. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure peaceful counting for all 81 assembly seats. Three-tier security arrangements have been made at each counting centre. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government has a policy of zero tolerance against crime and any kind of laxity in the law and order situation of Delhi is not acceptable. The Home Minister held a meeting with Delhi police today and reviewed the law and order situation. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Intelligence Bureau Director Tapan Deka, Delhi Police Commissioner and other senior officers were present at the meeting. Mr. Shah pointed out that it is the personal responsibility of each and every policeman to make Delhiites feel completely safe. He added that the safety of children, women and senior citizens should be the priority of Delhi police. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has invited online applications from eligible students for the Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child. It has invited applications for the CBSE Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child who has passed Class 10 in 2024 from CBSE and is studying in Class 11 at CBSE-affiliated schools. Additionally, online applications are also invited for the renewal of the CBSE Single Girl Child Scholarship for Class 10 awarded in 2023.
Lok Nirnay.
Results of the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand and by-elections in various states.
Special bilingual discussion program from 9 a.m. onwards.
Tomorrow, the 23rd of November, 2024.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies of Akashwani.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. The Prime Minister whirlwind tour was marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in the three countries. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. Our correspondent reports that in his visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana, PM Modi carried with him unique gifts from all corners of the country. The 22nd meeting of the India-Russia Working Group on Military Technical Cooperation and Defence Industry of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation took place in New Delhi today. The meeting was co-chaired by the Secretary of Defence Production, Sanjeev Kumar, and Russia's first Deputy Director of the Federal Service for Military Technical Cooperation, A. Voistov. In cricket, Australia was 67 for 7 in their first innings against India at stumps on day 1 in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. Jasprit Bumrah led India's fight back from the front with 4 wickets on day 1. Earlier, India got off to a weak start and were bundled out for 150 runs in their first innings. Debutant Nitish Kumar Reddy was the highest scorer for the visitors with 41 runs off 59 balls. Josh Hazlewood was the leading wicket taker for Australia with 4 wickets. In the China Masters 2024 badminton tournament, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have entered the men's doubles semi-final. They defeated the Danish pair of Kim Astrup and Anders Karup Ramrussen in the quarterfinal match 21-16, 21-19 in Shenzhen this evening. However, Lakshya Sen lost to Denmark's Anders Antonsen 18-21, 15-21 in the men's singles quarterfinal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.